You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion. Amplifying truth. And pursuing clarity. Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, we're getting snapshots coming in from all over the globe about something that you've done that is actually making a huge difference, and we're asking you to help us make an even bigger difference. It's what we do at this radio station, asking you to help us change the world. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Kevin McCullough Radio, and we continue our partnership with Bible League right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so yesterday we put the challenge before you, and thus far there are more than 100 people around the globe that are going to get a brand new copy of God's Word in their own language, in their own hands, in the days to come. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being part of what we're doing here. Kevin McCullough welcoming you back in. Michael Woolworth is back with us from the Bible League. And Michael, every time I get an update of how many Bibles have gone out, I think to myself, wow, that's another person that got that copy of God's Word, and it's going into a very difficult scenario. Maybe it's somewhere on the continent of Africa or Southeast Asia or into mainland China, where it's going to get into the hands of somebody who desperately wants it, and it's going to impact their lives, and they're going to share it with other people. Like, this whole domino effect begins to happen every time we send one of those Bibles out. And to think that we have the potential to literally see, witness tens of thousands of people have their life impacted, come to faith in Christ because of this, is even it gives me goosebumps. I get very excited about this. So anyway, thank you for giving us the privilege of getting to be part of it, and welcome back.
Let me actually update that total. We've actually got about 300 Bibles going out the door. Why? Because your listeners are what? Saying, hey, we're not going to just tune in and say, wow, what an interesting part of the world, or what a difficult place to live out your faith. We're actually going to do something. And Kevin, that's what these stories are all about today. You have responded in years past. In fact, I was trying to do the math. I think it's about 100,000 Bibles that your listeners have sent over the years. They've given those in Christian love. They've given in faith, believing that God's Word doesn't go out and return void. It accomplishes His purpose. That what? That everything would be brought under subjection to His Son, Jesus Christ, and the glory of God would go throughout the ends of the earth, go to the ends of the earth. And that's what we're doing today. It's kingdom business. And Kevin, let me mention two numbers as we get together today and tell you about the plight of Christians who've been denied God's Word. Bible League's been doing this for 82 years. This is our 82nd year of ministry. We do this in six regions of the world. And I can tell you that right now we're in about 25% of the world's countries. And we see a trend, a couple of trends. What? In many of those countries, in those regions, as few as one Christian in 10 has a Bible. What's that mean? It means that about 90% of evangelical Christians cannot do what you and I do on a daily basis, and that's open God's Word. You know, there's a lot of scriptures that say, don't be anxious. It really is not an attempt to chide the reader. It's an invitation to what? Trust God, to embrace Him. How can you do that if you don't have God's Word to be able to open on a daily basis? So 90% of evangelical Christians don't have a Bible. I mentioned the one in 10. Let me mention the other number. It's 12. What is that? It's a multiplier, Kevin. We've noticed after eight decades in ministry a trend all over the world when people get a Bible, finally, something they may have prayed years for, that once they've come through our Bible study program called Project Philip, that's Christianity 101, the Gospel of John paired together, little 6x9 study that's made available in languages all over the world. That's the cornerstone of our global ministry. We promise them a Bible at the end in their own language. And that's important. I'll tell you why. When we do these campaigns, Kevin, I know this happened at your station. Somebody ran down to the station, had a box of Bibles that had been in the garage, and they said, oh, I've heard the need. Here's my English Bibles. The problem is, if you you know, if you read Mandarin or Sangha or Shona, those type of languages, an English Bible does you no good.
Right.
And so that's why this campaign is so important. But the multiplier of 12 means we have the opportunity right now to impact literally tens of thousands of Christians around the world who are praying not for an end to all the circumstances they face, but for the Word of God to what? Be able to endure, persevere, and grow in the grace and knowledge, something that you and I get to do every single day when we open the Word, and we're making that available to Christians with every call and with every click today.
Well, friends, I hope that you will join us on this journey. Because there's some 300 that are going out, that means there are about 2,100 names on that list of people that have requested a Bible who cannot get one, who do not yet have one headed their direction. So that means your gift of any size makes a huge difference right now. If you could give a gift of $150, by the way, you'll be supplying about 30 Bibles in one fell swoop. So your gift right now of $150 at $5 per Bible is about 30 Bibles, 800-937-9673. And Michael, one of the things that you keep telling us about through all the stories that you have to share with us is that when someone comes to faith, they go through the Project Philip program, they get their Bible, then they start witnessing to others. And as they do, there's more people that come to faith and more Bibles are needed. So frequently you'll have a story for us where someone comes to faith and now that person needs 200 Bibles, or someone comes to faith and that person needs 300 Bibles, or maybe an entire village, you know, needs 1,000 Bibles. And friends, that's where this need comes from. And it's a good problem to have. And just a reminder, there's not a lot of secular organizations that have any understanding of a need to supply a Bible to somebody. This is something that the body does to encourage and to help grow the body. But this is not something we can count on the world to do. They're not going to care for this. They don't, in some ways, they don't even like the fact that a Bible is going into people's hands. This is something that the body of Christ needs to tend to. So this is not something that people outside the church are going to care much about. But friends, you and I can make a huge difference. And as Michael just said, 12 people on average coming to faith around one copy of the scriptures when it goes out. Just think, that alone means that of the 300 Bibles that are headed out, 3,600 people are already going to be likely impacted and coming to faith because of that. 800-937-9673, but 2,100 Bibles to go. We really need your help right now. 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. And when you give, please remember this, that the things that you're going to spend money on over the course of the next few months, you can put it in any number of things. And for those of you that have lost work and don't have the ability to give at this point in time, we're really grateful that you're going to pray with us alongside to see these Bibles given. But friends, for those of you that have been able to remain employed and perhaps not be spending money on some other items, I know that one thing, my personal commute budget is completely unspent over the last number of months. Because why? I'm not traveling to and from the city every day. And as a result of that, we've been able to give in more generous fashion than we've done in the past. And I'm hopeful, friend, that those of you that can will understand that this need is greater this year because of the pandemic. It's made things much harder for people in different parts of the world. And getting a Bible, amongst all the things that people could ask for, food, difference in governments, the ability to have religious freedom and to worship freely, they don't ask for any of these things. When they come to the Bible League, they say, "We want God's Word. Can you help us get it? In our language, where we live, it is very, very difficult in all the places that Bible League is going to get Bibles." That's why they exist. 800-937-9673 is that phone number, 800-937-9673. And just one other thing, we have a very generous friend of the Bible League that has stepped up and said for every Bible that is given this hour, they are going to match that Bible for Bible. So you have now just a little over 50 minutes left to get that gift given, and I hope that you will indeed go do that at this moment in time. Don't put off till tomorrow what needs to be done today. The faster we get the Bible spoken for and given, the quicker they go to work in people's hearts and the faster people come to faith in Jesus Christ. 800-937-9673. Every Bible being matched right now, Bible for Bible. 800-937-9673. If you can't remember that phone number, it's 1-800-YES-WORD. And you can also give online at WMCA.com. Just takes a couple of minutes, whether you call or go online, and it's completely safe. 800-937-9673 or online at WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. If you forget to take your dose one day, just double up the next day. It's simply fruits and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is now offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. So start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure you use the discount code. The Mission.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure, which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi there, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise you that Mike Connors will show up and answer one of your questions that you've sent. Mike Connors, this week's question comes from Christina. She says, I need to update my will, and I'm afraid to go out in public with the pandemic. How can I do this without coming to your office, Mike Connors?
Well, fortunately, right now, you know, we're able to sign a will remotely through Zoom, you know, iPhones, so forth and so on. So the way we do it, you call in, we have a phone consultation, we send you a copy of the will, if that's what you want, you call us, and then we arrange a meeting where we see you on a laptop or on an iPhone or something like that, and then we can witness your will, and you don't have to leave your house.
Seems like in this day and age, that is a supremely practical approach, and I know that people that have concerns about being out in public, for sure, would consider this a great blessing. So, friends, if that describes your situation, take advantage of it. Call Connors and Sullivan today, 718-238-6500. Ask them about all of your end-of-life issues, be it estate law or elder care, things you need to focus on, and have them take a look at what your current plans are, see if you need to beef any of those up. You can also get your questions answered by sending one to askmikeconnors@gmail.com, askmikeconnors@gmail.com. He'll answer one every week here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And also, Saturday mornings and Saturday afternoons, 8 a.m., 6 p.m. on AM 570, The Mission, and FM 102.3 WMCA. And Sunday mornings, starting at 11 with his own show, Ask the Lawyer, on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every year I'm honored to have the privilege of telling you about a fantastic work that is going on and is actually reaching people in places all over the globe that you may not even think about or have ever heard of. But in those places, there is one overriding big need that every person that lives there has. It's not food. It's not free government. It's not more freedom in their society or their culture at large. In fact, in some of these places, these people live under tremendous persecution, both from the government and from other religions that are in their areas. So what do these people want? What is it that could be more valuable than clean drinking water or healthy, nutritious food? What would they be willing to risk their life to try to obtain, even if they knew that they could lose their life in the end for obtaining it? Friends, I'm talking about the Bible. And every year, the Bible League and you and I partner together to take copies of God's Word to people that do not have it. 1-800-YES-WORD.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Every now and then we have our ministry partners that come and say, hey, did you know that there's even another way that you can be involved in helping reach the world around you for the cause of Jesus? And none do that more precisely and more biblically, literally, than the Bible League. It's in their name. It's what they do. The Bible is their mission. It is to get the Bible into the hands of people who need it. It is to get the Bible into the hands of those who can't get one otherwise. And they've been doing it for 82 years, and we have been so honored to be part, just a small part of what they do. Michael Woolworth is back with us. And Michael, when you laid the math on me the other day and said that over the last 26 or 7 years that WMCA has been in existence, that over that period of time, we've been able to put hundreds of thousands of Bibles into people's hands. That took my breath away for a second, because, you know, a lot of times we have this kind of tendency to live myopically, right? So whatever I'm doing in my life is kind of what I think about and kind of what I think the world assumes they're thinking about as well. But when you add up the ability of listeners over time to just send Bible after Bible, year after year, to know that that's reached 100,000 people or more, and maybe reached 12 times that in terms of the gospel itself, it really took my breath away. It was a very encouraging thought and a great motivation for why we should press forward this year to make sure we get all 2,400 of these Bibles sent out.
Well, I can tell you, we cherish your listeners. Why? Well, they don't merely listen and say, okay, that's interesting. That's a difficult part of the world to live on your faith. They take it a step further and put that empathy into action, and they do it in Christian love. Why? Because it's in their DNA. And Kevin, I know you ask them to live out who they are in Christ every single day. They also do it in faith, believing what God says in Isaiah. He says, what? My word goes forth. It will not return void. It will accomplish my purpose. What is that? That all things would be brought under subjection to his son, Jesus Christ, and that his glory would be spread throughout the nations. In fact, we see that at Bible League. We've done so since 1938. And Kevin, you and I have worked together for, I think this is our fifth campaign. I know the relationship predates both of us. And again, yeah, isn't that amazing? More than 100,000 Christians that we at Bible League know by name. We know their villages. We know the region of the world where they are. And many of the stories that we share today are the result of you giving Bibles. And so what a joy for me to come representing the Bible League team all over the world, letting you know that your investments of prayers and finances are making a real difference. And that's certainly the case in the Middle East, a part of the world that I visited not too long ago. I'd love to share this story of Pastor Mahmoud. And I think we'll begin that with this audio cut. This is Mahmoud, and he is in the Middle East.
I was born and brought up in a Muslim family. I started reading the Bible not to know the Word of God, but to find out the faults. So when I began to read the Bible, slowly the Word of God inspired me, and it has shown there is no mistakes in the Bible. So I realized that I'm a sinner. I accepted Lord Jesus Christ, and also when I completed my studies in the college, I want to have a training there, because most of my community people are perishing by just blind belief because they don't know the Word of God.
Well, and there's more to this story, Michael, but Mahmoud sounds like a lot of people. He started reading the Bible because he wanted to find the faults. He wanted to find where it wasn't right. And it what happened in return was the Bible impacted him.
Yeah, you know, Mahmoud's story, before I share that, by the way, I know the sound quality of that cut is not what it could be. The man that collected that for me said, this man, you could tell, had something to say. He took the mic from me. He gripped it. And with intensity on his face, he shared this one, that his fellow man there in the Middle East, they're perishing. Why? They don't know the Word of God. They've never understood what the gospel is. This man had something to say, and his story is this, Kevin. He's in the Middle East. I won't identify the country, but he's a former imam. He was raised a Muslim. In fact, everybody in his family said, as far as you could look, east, west, north, south, everybody follows Islam. Some of those are radicals. In fact, that was his story. He would prime people to be radicalized Muslims. And we're not here today to tear down Muslims. We're trying to at least show that radicalism can be detrimental to a lot of folks. And the story that he has is that he opened 15 mosques there in the Middle East. He did come to saving faith. As you heard in the audio clip, a Bible League volunteer invited him to a Bible study. He went not because he was really interested in Christianity, but he wanted to expose the faults. For example, how can God become, or how is God both God and man in the person of Jesus? He went, and that was his intent. But as he began to look at Project Philip from Bible League, the Gospel of John, Christianity 101, paired together, what did he find? He was a sinner, and there was no other name under heaven by which to be saved except that of Jesus. And so God had a different plan for this man. I can tell you, when he came to saving faith, Kevin, he lived with the grief for several years that he had, again, opened 15 mosques, and he endeavored to counter that by opening 15 churches, planting 15 churches after he became a pastor, received some theological training. I can tell you it's a tough story to tell because his wife did not convert to Christianity. In fact, she and the children have separated from this man. He has no idea where they are. He's paying a tremendous price for following Jesus. Does he pray for reconciliation, to be joined to his family, to see his wife and children come to saving faith? Absolutely. I know he broke down when he and I had a chance to sit down about his family situation. But Kevin, let me tell you, he has planted 15 of those 15 churches. He made good on that promise to point people to Jesus Christ. And he is he's a hunted man. He has received death threats. If I told you the country, the city where he was, they could probably easily track this man down because he had a very high standing within Islam there. But he has come to saving faith within those 15 churches. There's about 40 to 75 people, all of them former Muslims, men, women, children. They've come to saving faith in Christ. Many still lack Bibles in Arabic, but that's why we're doing this kingdom business today.
The places where the Bible League is hard at work, Indonesia, China, Africa, Latin America, these are all places where they are desperately asking us to supply them Bibles right now. And for $5 per Bible, you can meet that need. 800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD. If you give a gift of $200 right now, you're going to be able to supply 40 Bibles. What a tremendous gift that would be of those 2,402 Bibles that we're needing to send out. You could change 40 lives times 12 people. And right now, matching gift turns that into 80 Bibles with the double gift because of this hour. Call right now, 1-800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Raikman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Who is this prophet to the whole country? Does one man really have the insight to know what's really happening? Get his free book at prophettoamerica.com. Is God's protective hedge around this country really gone? Can we expect worse than the coronavirus? Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com and download the free book, A Fresh Wind. Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Zibao Meat Products wants you to enjoy a sandwich with their finest Induveca ham, Campesino sharp cheddar, and queso heo cheese. The perfect combination of flavors between soft and creamy with a quality seal of Zibao Meat Products. More than half a century of tradition and quality, making the best Hispanic-styled salami such as Induveca, Campesino, the Don Filo line, Favolami, which is 100% turkey, and many more. That's why, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Zibao Meat Products. Tradition of quality.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-308-6638. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-308-6638 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-308-6638 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-308-6638.
The WMCA September Ministry of the Month, Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
We sometimes think the most important thing we can do for our children is to help them score high on the SAT exams or to develop them into a star athlete.
Listen weekday mornings at 10, afternoons at 2:30.
The most important thing we can do for our children is to teach them to know and fear God.
Win a trip to Israel with Dr. Jeffress and Pathway to Victory and get a free book now by going to WMCA.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, there's so much good that we are doing because you're getting involved, because you're answering the call. You hear the people's cries and you're saying, how can I help? 800-937-9673 is that phone number, 1-800-937-9673. When people are asking, can we have a Bible? Can we have a Bible in our language? Can we have a Bible in our part of the world that's very hard to get to? Friends, when you realize you can do that for only $5, that's a miracle in and of itself. You can't print a Bible for $5. You can't print and ship a Bible for $5. Not you independently. Bible League has an entire network of printers and translators and the ability to get these Bibles in the accurate language of the regions where the people are requesting them. And because they are, friends, the delivery cost on that Bible is only $5 to get a Bible into the hands of someone who desperately wants it and who will likely lead others to Jesus because of it. 800-937-9673. This hour, also very exciting, we have our Bible for Bible match that's on. A very generous friend of Bible League has said every Bible that's given this hour, we want to make sure that they are able to be matched. So give it this hour. Before this hour runs out, make your contribution count. 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, or online at WMCA.com. Michael Woolworth is with us from Bible League. And Michael, I'm always impressed with the scope of how far the Bible League Bibles go. But there's probably been no place where the Bibles have been more contested in the modern era of history than on the continent of Asia and in the country of mainland China. But yet God is very much at work there. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, as I do that, let me thank Stephen, Charlotte, Anthony, Denver, all getting involved today, becoming Bible senders. In their case, they call that number you've been giving out. It translates to 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Let me take you to communist China. I want to tell you about Pastor Katsu. And as I do that, Please hear this audio cut from a woman by the name of Nguyen. She's in communist China.
The thing they did to him is there's a chopstick. There's a chopstick he put on his head and asked him to face the wall. And they strike him. They used elbow and hit his chest and his back. And it was very painful. He said he lay in bed. Afterwards, he lay in bed for 3 days that he could not get up. But he said at that time it was very, very hard, very hard on him. But the miracle thing was the guy who beat him became a Christian afterwards. So he said the suffering is really, really hard. But the fruit is sweet. It's a joy. Joy of God.
Yeah, that's Nguyen. She is telling us about a man by the name of Katsu. He serves outside of Beijing, China. I won't identify the village. He's about 50. Kevin, I would guess he has been beaten and jailed maybe 20, 25 times over the course of his ministry. Most recently, as Nguyen said, he had been beaten so severely he could not get up for 3 days. They told him to never speak of Jesus again. They did let him go. His wife was relieved to find out he had not been executed for his faith nor retained for a long period of time. But about a week later, a knock came on his door. He was a little reluctant, but he opened it. Who did he find? A man by the name of Hayo. Who was Hayo? One of the interrogators that beat this man severely. And all week long, a question burned in his heart. It was simply this: why were you at such peace when we were beating you? And I can tell you, he had to have the answer to that. And so this man, Katsu, would lovingly open his door, open his Mandarin Bible, and lead this bitter atheist to faith in Christ. And the result is that hundreds have come to Christ there outside of Beijing, China. Now, if the story sounds familiar, it should. Kevin, I shared this last year. You and I got together and we addressed the persecuted church. You know,
right.
My goodness, if you throw Christian persecution in the news right now, you're going to be shocked at what you are seeing happening and yet not being reported in most outlets all over the world. And that's certainly true in communist China. And so the story for these two men, Katsu and his interrogator, Hayo, who came to saving faith, is that in their church network, it's a house church movement, which means what? Not registered with the government. They meet with irregularity. But I can tell you, the gospel is taking grip in China, Kevin. Millions have come to faith in Christ. We're not trying to solve this for all those millions today, but we're wanting to do it especially for about 500 Christians in this house church movement. Listen, real quick, I've got a Mandarin Bible in front of me. I know it's radio. Your listeners can't see it. Basic black cover. Bible League translated this years ago. You open it, you'll find the beautiful Mandarin print. Kevin, I'm not a Mandarin speaker. Don't think you are as well. So this Bible means nothing to us. I mean, the fact that it's the Word of God means everything. But to these Christians we're talking about right now, they would give anything, anything for what sits before me today, and your listeners can send it.
Friends, you can. 800-937-9673. It's just that simple. You call, you make a gift, and Bibles go out to these very places that we're telling you about. 500 Bibles needed for Pastor Katsu's work there in China. Well, you can help make that a reality. In fact, if we had five people that did a $5,000 gift, I'm sorry, if we did five people that did a $500 gift, we could supply all 500 Bibles for Pastor Katsu. If you were able to do $500, that's $100 a Bible, 100 Bibles, you could be one of five. We could capture the amount of Bibles he needs and make sure that they get to him. But we need your help. 1-800-937-9673. Coming right back, Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, a lot of the pains that we feel in life is due to unnecessary inflammation that you sometimes get from exercise or injury or aging. What if I could show you a way that you could reduce that unnecessary inflammation and literally get pain-free faster than you think possible? That's why I want you to try the 12-day challenge from Sweetamine. Sweetamine is that product I've been telling you about. I put it in my coffee every morning, and it increases the ability for my body to fight off the effects of unnecessary inflammation. And if you order today and use my promo code KMC, you're going to get free shipping, which means you don't pay $17.89 for your 12-day challenge. You only pay $14.95 for that 12-day challenge. And when you try the 12 or the 30-day pack, your purchase is always risk-free. So why don't you call today and get started, 845-231-4840, and use promo code KMC. That's 845-231-4840, 845-231-4840.
Excuse me, have you ever discussed life insurance?
Well,
sort of.
Have you talked about who'll pay the mortgage if one of you passes?
We definitely haven't talked about that.
Well, then you should talk to SelectQuote. SelectQuote shops for you, getting you quotes from some of the country's most trusted companies, finding you the right coverage with the right carrier at the right price in minutes.
Is it affordable?
Well, how affordable does $500,000 in coverage for as little as a dollar a day sound?
That's great. We can afford that.
To get your free quote, call 1-800-212-1166 or go to SelectQuote.com today and get the protection they need at a price you can afford. That's 1-800-212-1166 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, very special guest, Michael E. McMahon, the district attorney from Staten Island. Many law enforcement officials have been sounding alarm about the new criminal justice laws that will go into effect. Can you discuss your major concerns in the areas of discovery and bail reform?
Sure. If someone burgles a house on Monday night and it would be released the next day, could do it again on Tuesday night to another home, and it could be found in his or her pocket, a picture of my home playing for Thursday night, the judge has to let that person go because burglary is not a violent crime. So what the legislature did is it tied the hands of judges.
Excuse me for a second. I'm going to be sick. New York State is open for criminals.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
When does a person get rights?
When a person is a person.
All across our nation is divided. In our homes, in social media, everywhere you turn. But what is at the heart of this division? In the new movie, Divided Hearts of America, Super Bowl champion and executive producer Benjamin Watson searches for the truth.
This is one of the worst possible choices that any woman and her family has to make.
You'll discover why the most polarizing debate of this century boils down to the sacred dignity of human life.
There is no personhood under law for fetuses. We don't have that in this country.
With Divided Hearts of America, you'll learn what you need to be armed to fight what divides us and come to a place of real unity with empathy, healing, and real hope. Be part of the change and watch Divided Hearts of America. Go to salemnow.com to purchase. Use promo code FAMILY for 20% off. Salemnow.com, promo code FAMILY.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go, I say, is it all,
always on my road, I'm still New York. Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Well, couldn't be happier than to have you with us. And on Thursdays, I love this segment because what we get to do is we get to really do something practical to help you. And I'm hoping that that's how you understand it. Every day we try to do something, whether it's dealing with your money or how to be a better parent. Or on Thursdays, we talk about wellness. And Dr. Douglas Howard, the originator of fruits and veggies, the thing I am powered by, not just this segment, all of Kevin's life is powered by. Here we are. I'm strong and, you know, going as fast and as hard as ever. And I think it's the balance of nature working in my system, keeping me healthy.
Boy, this is the perfect subject today, then, because I just want you to know, Kevin, this works excellent on kids not to come home with them.
Yeah. Well, we're working on that. In fact, I actually had my 9-year-old finally this last week. They can't swallow the pills as a whole pill, but I said, here, chew on the fruit one. And he chewed it. And he's like, Dad, that's really good. Then I gave him the veggie one. He was like, "Oh, that's got a little bit of garlic in it." So
yeah,
we're gonna get there. It's just gonna take some time. Hey, yeah. Doc, I thought of you.
You know what? Call a health coach, and they will walk you through it because we have children, hundreds, thousands of children that take it every day, and
that's awesome.
Every single, you know, I have 23 grandchildren. Every single one of them take it either through breast milk, or through eating it themselves from their first food. In fact, most of my grandchildren, it's the first food they ever eat.
Wow. I think if I had started at that age, I would have been in better shape. But we haven't crossed the great divide just yet. But we'll get there. I'll call the health coach. Hey, I thought of you when I saw this headline. The newfoodeconomy.org website has a piece up. Says, if food is medicine, why isn't it taught at medical schools? And then the subheadline, and this was just posted this year, students in medical schools across the country now spend less than 1% of all lecture time while they're in med school learning about diet. And Doc, when I told you that statistic, you said, oh, it's not even 1%. Explain.
Oh, no. In fact, and this is an increase, by the way. They get more now than ever before. There's a few medical schools out there that will give a few more hours, but let me explain what hours. The average is between 3 and 5 hours of lecture on nutrition in their whole time in medical school.
For your entire degree?
Yeah, and most people, let me explain, most people think, oh, well, that's 3 credit hours or 5 credit hours, okay. No. I mean 3 hours, 3 physical hours to 5 hours. That's it. And everybody thinks that they're going to go in there and get this professional opinion. But here's the sad part to me, is a doctor's education is awesome in cellular biology. It is just, it's phenomenal. It's excellent and exciting. And then they drop the ball in making that bridge from cellular biology over to nutrition. You talk about it, but you never do talk about applying it. That's the problem.
Oh.
Because here's what people don't realize. Our bodies are fantastic chemical laboratories. That's what we are. Every single reaction in your body, whether you see something, smell something, feel something, I don't care what it is, voluntary or involuntarily in your body, it's a chemical reaction. And so everything that we talk about, nutrition is just chemistry. And so this is how I teach my patients. There's good chemistry and there's bad chemistry. There's chemistry that causes stress on your body and there's chemistry that fixes things.
Right.
Well, nutrition is good chemistry. And so the opposite side of that, what do you think? Oh, I can use this, I think. I don't think they exist anymore. What do you think a Twinkie is?
Bad chemistry.
Bad chemistry.
That's right.
I mean, it's still chemistry.
Right.
And that's why calories in and calories out just doesn't cut it anymore, and people who understand that at all then teach this and understand that it's all calories are not equal, for example. All
right.
Chemistry is not equal either. So back to what you were saying here, though, what's amazing is people go to doctors expecting to get that advice. They don't even study it. There's only a handful, and if a doctor is going to get that, then they've gone out there on their own and gotten it.
Right.
And so ask your doctor, how do they feel about nutrition? Because if they don't give it much credit, they're not thinking it through. And that,
or maybe haven't been trained well on it.
That's what I mean.
They're just
not thinking it through.
This report came from the Harvard Food Law and Policy Clinic, and they say that in that, that now only, and as you said, this is better than it's ever been in the past. But at present, only 14% of doctors feel even qualified to offer some nutritional advice. Only 14%. So that's like barely 1 out of 10 is going to be able to address your diet and some of the things that you need to do from that perspective.
Well, even then, nutrition is an elective that a doctor could choose. 1 to 5% ever choose that as an elective to learn any more.
Wow.
1 out of 100, up to maybe in a good school, 5 out of 100, choose to even learn more about it. And here's what the studies show, though. This is very important. The doctors with expertise in nutrition, they're more likely to spot the diet-related issues earlier in a patient's prognosis. But I'm here to tell you also that most dis-ease is in some way nutritionally related. I'm not saying it's always the cause, but I'm saying 99.9% of the time, I don't care what it is, cancer or anything else, there is a nutritional relation.
One of their final conclusions is that poor diet continues to be one of the biggest contributors to not only chronic disease but mortality as well, and is said to kill one in five Americans every year. So
now let me explain too, because not everybody understands what mortality is versus right. morbidity, but it's the biggest contributor to chronic disease, which is morbidity. So it's the biggest. So poor diet is the biggest contributor to morbidity or chronic disease and mortality, which is death.
Right.
Poor diet continues to be one of the biggest contributors to death in the U.S., killing one in five Americans every year.
Yeah. Well, and one of the ways you can reverse all of that, friends, is by getting on Fruits and Veggies. Call them today and get a health coach and start asking questions. That is the best way to start your journey. And right now, Dr. Howard still has the health challenge in place. You're going to get 35% off. You're going to get free shipping. But this special could go away at any time. 800-246-8751, 1-800-246-8751. And call them today and say, I want to know more about what I need to do to get my diet and intake on the right track. Doc, so much to talk about. We were going to hit on breakfast cereal. We'll have to do that next time, but thanks for being here.
I do just want to say really quick, we hammered medicine pretty hard today. I love medicine. I love doctors. I love treating. I just think the patient needs to take more responsibility. You have to take responsibility for your health. Ask your doctors these questions. The more you do, the more they'll want to learn it. Thanks.
That's awesome. No worries. Great addendum. 800-246-8751. Kevin McCullough coming back. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. We all make choices about cutting costs, especially now. The last thing you want to cut is the things that are helping you the most. Don't cut costs on your health. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special offer by using the discount code, The Mission.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women, talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Butterfuco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Butterfuco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt. This election is more important than ever. Be sure you're registered and make your plans to vote. Our nation's future depends on it.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
If you're just joining us, I want to make one more programming mention. Tonight at 7 o'clock here on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, and of course streaming online worldwide at WMCA.com or in any of the streaming aggregators that you can get us in, TuneIn, iHeart, any of those that you can get WMCA at. We will at 7 o'clock tonight be entering into a 9/11 prayer service. Seven shepherds from across the New York tri-state area will be coming together to lead us in prayer as our city faces not only the unique issue of of memorializing 9/11 and what happened here and how we need to continue to seek God for our future, but also because of the pandemic and the out-of-control crime and the other issues that we are dealing with in the city. Seven pastors have really been thinking and thoughtfully putting together what they will share with us tonight. Dave Watson of Healing Voices and Calvary Chapel Staten Island and myself will be your host, and we look forward to being with you tonight here at 7 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3. Having said that, the mission goes forward, even in these final few minutes. And Michael Woolworth, I know we don't have a lot of time, but there was one more story you wanted to make sure we got in today, and it deals with a young man by the name of Barack.
Yeah, let me, this is an update, actually. I shared this last year, and as I do that, let me say thanks to Suzanne, Gabriel, Ivanese, all getting involved, becoming Bible League Bible senders today, and that's why we're inching closer to this goal of 2,400 Bibles. Yeah, who is Barack? He lives with his mom in Tanzania, Africa. It's a beautiful part of the world, Kevin. Everything you've seen in National Geographic, it's close to Mount Kilimanjaro and the Serengeti. They live in a very remote village, and the boy suffers from albinism. What does that mean? He lacks pigmentation in his skin, hair, and eyes. And because of that, in this region of the world, because spiritual darkness is so pervasive, they see him as an evil spirit that needs to be what? Destroyed. And that's exactly what happened. Two witch doctors targeted this boy when they found him. Kevin, I'll keep this as less graphic as I can. But they cut off his left arm. They took his fingers on his right hand. They took his tongue. They took his teeth. But I like to say they could not take his joy. Why? He is a believer. He and his mom follow Christ. The father's left the family many, many years ago. Couldn't deal with the boy's albinism. But two of the people of the initial 90 that came to Christ as a result of this story, hearing how the mother and this boy Barack could forgive those who attacked him, they came to saving faith in Christ. Two of those former witch doctors that targeted this boy, Kevin, in the year since I've told this story to your listeners, another 150 people have come to Christ.
Wow.
And they're praying for the Bible. Why? No bookstore there, no discount retailer, no big box store to be able to provide a Bible. If it happens, it's because your listeners will send it today.
All right, friends, please do that. They need those Bibles. 1-800-YES-WORD, and that match continuing through the top of the hour. 1-800-YES-WORD.